The world has been looking to Detroit as the comeback city. A lot of people are talking about the resilience of Detroit, the way that it has come back after bankruptcy. Our next guest is a research professor at New York University, also teaches bankruptcy law at Columbia Law School, and has spent a lot of time in Detroit looking at not just how the city's finances have been since bankruptcy, but how the people of Detroit are dealing with it. Jody Adams Kirshner has written a book called Broke: Hardship and Resilience in a City of Broken Promises, and she's on the line with us right now. Jody, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about perception versus reality. When you started on this project, what did you expect to find in Detroit, and was what you found what you expected or different?
As I was paying attention to the coverage of Detroit's bankruptcy and really the fiscal problems facing many cities in the country, it seemed like the coverage went one of two ways, either that the bankruptcy was fully a success story or that it was an evil, bad thing
right
for everybody and for the country. And what I think is that we have to be honest about what bankruptcy can and can't do. It can balance a budget, and that's a good thing because it means that there is money that would be going to debt service that can go to other things. But what I found in spending a few years following working class people living in the city is that bankruptcy, it can't be expected to do very much for them. And in fact, it hasn't done very much for them.
Was this the book that you intended to write? Or, in other words, when you got to know these people and sort of followed what their lives were like, did that sort of overtake the story? Because this really is about the people that you profile in Detroit.
Exactly. It is not the book that I expected to write. And I went where the people took me. And one of the seven people that I follow in the book is Lola. And she continues to surprise me. I mean, she is a woman who has a four-year bachelor's degree in international business. She graduated from one of the Detroit magnet high schools. She works at a call center 80 miles from Detroit, so she commutes over an hour each way, often driven by relatives because she can't afford car insurance. She lives in a house that she struggles to keep hold of, even as she doesn't feel safe in it. And she worries about her daughter's education in a school system where students receive half the funding as students in cities like Boston or New York.
A lot of people look at that and say, well, why in the world would you stay in Detroit? Did you ask Lola or any of these people, why do you stay here, and what kind of answer do you get?
Say that everybody that I follow in the book at one time or another considered leaving. And I mean, I would point to Cindy, who is a white woman who grew up in the Brightmoor neighborhood and is still there. She realized that even though she owned her home outright, if she tried to sell it, if somebody were to buy it, which she didn't expect, it would likely bring in less money than a used camper trailer, which was her plan of how to go somewhere else.
So what does the city need to do next? Obviously, you know, there's been all kinds of development in the city. There are great hotels and even, you know, housing in the mid part of the city in the downtown area. But these neighborhoods continue to struggle. What needs to be done to help them?
And I think what really needs to happen, and is happening and beginning to happen, thankfully, is the opposite of bankruptcy. I mean, I see bankruptcy as telling cities, you know, you are to blame, go solve your problems on your own, when what cities need is investment, and especially investment in people, because cities are really just the people who live in them. And people need training and they need jobs. One of the other people that the book follows is Miles. And what he needs is really so simple. He has construction skills. Prior to the financial crisis, he was contracting whole houses. And he has not been able to figure out how to get jobs in the new construction projects coming to downtown Detroit. and he has not been able to afford car insurance to be able to drive to them if he were to find them.
Was bankruptcy the right thing for Detroit, do you think?
I think that the city didn't have many choices. Cities didn't used to go bankrupt because federal and state governments would, to begin with, fund cities more than they do today and also help them when they got into trouble. I mean, in New York, New York City was told to drop dead, but that wasn't what the reality was. In fact, it received considerable help from the federal and state governments. That wasn't going to happen in Detroit, and so that was an option in a time of few options.
What can other cities take away from your book? You know, if they're considering bankruptcy, or if they're in similar financial hardship, what can they learn from your book?
I mean, I'm hoping that the book is messaging to the federal government and to states to be realistic about what bankruptcy can and can't accomplish. Cities are at the bottom of a hierarchy below state and federal governments. There are many things that are outside the purview of a city to fix on its own. You know, cities are not in control of state taxation rules, state land use rules. Again and again in the book, what I tried to show was where there are problems Detroit confronts that are outside of city governance, and there is need for help from state and federal levels.
As you're an academic from New York City. You spent a lot of time in Detroit, though, profiling not just things going on at City Hall, but you know, on the streets, in the neighborhoods. As you look back on your time spent in Detroit, what's your estimation of the city? What do you think of Detroit?
I mean, it is a place that grabs you, that gets into your soul, where people talk to you and tell you their stories. And I do not for a minute intend to be doing anything to discount the many, many accomplishments of the city, especially, as you say, in downtown and midtown. They look beautiful. The question is what to do for people that are not benefiting. The arena project, the construction, why did a project that had $1 billion in subsidies, why was the promise to hire half the construction workers from Detroit not fulfilled, when a repeated theme in the book and the people that I talked to were people with construction skills who could not find construction jobs?
That's the question we're still trying to get answered. It's an interesting read. It's a great look at what's gone on in Detroit in recent years. It's called Broke by Jody Adams Kirshner. Jody, thanks so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye now.